off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How is it going with a plane?
We managed to help someone with it. But in so doing, the engines were damaged beyond repair.
It won't fly?
I wish I had better news, but we'll find a way to bring you home.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are navigating the latest aviation news and information and just having a little friendly aviation chat today. All right, so we covered ADS-B in, which may be required sooner than you would prefer it to. If you don't already have it, you better start paying attention. It's probably going to be required before you know it, but we will monitor that accordingly and see how things progress for sure. Now, some other stuff going on in the aviation world involves, a more permanent TFR around Mar-a-Lago. Is that right, Dennis?
That's right. On October 18th, the FAA put a one-mile permanent TFR around Mar-a-Lago from the surface to 2,000, even if the president isn't in residence anymore. So just another reason to have your ADS-B in so that you can make sure you're getting all of the latest information on TFRs that are affecting your route of flight.
Well, true. If Disney can do it, I guess the president can too.
Yeah, you know, just the name alone says temporary flight restriction, yet here we are with these permanent TFRs.
Yeah, well, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's probably a good, he's in and out of there all the time. They're probably tired of issuing, you know, these temporary TFRs.
That doesn't change. So this is a 1 mile right around it, even if he's not there. Yeah. That's just there, period.
Oh, if he is there, it's 30 miles?
If he is there, you get the 10 and 30 mile rings, then yes.
Mm-hmm. So they want to get rid of the sightseers, probably. They want to just, hey, let's go check out Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, keep the people from flying drones over there looking for new places to put hunting stands, things like that.
Oh, there's that. Okay, for sure. All right, so plan accordingly. Avoid it at all costs. You don't want to have a visit from an F. What is it, an F-14 or 20? What is it? I don't know.
The F-14's been retired a while. Yeah, so it's, you're going to have the F-16s,
F-15s. If you want to see the latest and greatest.
Black Hawk helicopters. Yeah, you want
Pierce
a free air
that show? TFR.
Here you go.
But we didn't suggest that, just for the record.
I'm going to say you're probably more likely to get a probing from violating the TFR than from an alien.
Yes.
Just to bring the whole show back together.
And yeah, you may not be able to walk we'll just leave that one lie. Anywho, moving on to a little bit more friendly discussion. You know, Dennis and I disagree on reclining seats on commercial air carriers, but there's more carriers that are coming up with the option of, well, just eliminating it altogether. Is that the case? And who's the latest?
The latest in the parade here is WestJet.
Okay.
They are actually removing the recline feature on their 737 airplanes. And in doing so, they were able to make enough room to add an entire extra row of seats. So your argument that reclining doesn't take away any space, clearly it does, because to get a whole nother row.
I've never made the argument that it doesn't take up more space.
Oh, no.
No, I just said that if you pay for a seat that reclines, you should be able to recline it.
And
simple.
To your point, I'm going to give you this one, because what WestJet did is they've got 36 reclining seats that they're positioning in their extended comfort session.
Okay, and that's fair.
You have to now pay to recline.
Yeah, well, I mean, exactly. You pay for a bigger seat in first class. Economy Plus might recline a little bit more than just economy, depending on which carrier. you're flying. But some of the cheap ones, I mean, WestJet is kind of more in this category of, and aren't they more in line with Frontier?
They're the Canadian version of a low-cost carrier.
Yeah. And like, Allegiant, I flew Allegiant and Frontier, and their seats don't recline. They're plenty comfortable, but they just don't recline. So
I'm just waiting for the airlines to just get rid of the seats entirely and just put a bike saddle and a pole on the floor.
Well, they're working on it. you see those prototypes for the future where we're going to be standing like you're, you know, in a tram or a bus holding a strap or something, or there's like a double decker economy. Have you seen those prototypes?
I have, and I don't want to be in the lower seat, and especially if the guy in front of you had a Taco Bell run.
Well, exactly.
That could be terrible.
That would hopefully you would get you'd get that cheap pretty cheap. I would think that seat, but you'd be standing. So
and the view would I don't need to see that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'd have a screen, but it probably wouldn't be big enough to block the potential issues that could come in. But they're working on it, and it's only going to get worse. But I don't know. I mean, this kind of in this category of flying, I think it just comes down to you get what you pay for. You know, and, I mean, if you know going in that the seat isn't going to recline,
make you pay for anything you get is
well
really
true.
What they're trying to say,
and that's fine. If you know going in, that's fine. The problem we have now is we have a huge amount of carriers, especially when you're in economy, and it creates this problem sometimes where people think they have a right to tell you not to recline your seat when your seat does recline and you've paid for that seat, and then you have this potential for problems. And Dennis says it's bad form to recline your seat. But
I think you should at least ask the person behind you instead of just slamming the seat into them when
laptop. Once again, I think that's where we're in a gray area, because I don't think you have to alert them. I think now should you just slam your seat back with like real fast? No, of course not. I mean, should you press the button and try to ease it back slowly? Yes, and that's what I do every time. But do I think I need to turn around and say, hey, excuse me, I'm going to set my seat back now? No, sorry. That's not how I don't feel that is necessary. And I've never had a problem with anybody giving me crap about that. But you see you do see people on YouTube, you know, fighting back and forth because the guy reclined a seat and then the guy starts hitting on it and kicking on it. And next thing you know, there's an incident. But I don't know. I mean,
well, Greg, when's the last time you actually flew in a seat that you had to worry about that? Because you're usually up in the economy seats where there's, you know, 12 feet of space between them and lie flats. And, you know, you have your standards. Let's be fair.
Well, let me tell you this. I fly in economy way more than I want to. If I had my choice, I would never. But sometimes you have to. And like I said, I think there's a fine line. I don't think that we totally disagree. I mean, of course, I don't think you should take your seat and move back real fast and somebody's working on their computer. Of course, that could create a problem. But you should be able to recline it. That shouldn't be a problem. You know, and if the person is a little heavy and they take up more space, sorry, that's on him or her. That's not on the guy in front of you. You know, if you need more space.
Are you fat shaming me?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, but don't use that as an excuse that you can't let the person in front of you recline his seat or her seat. That's all I'm saying. And every time when there are incidents and it creates a ruckus, so to speak, I always see the flight attendant come over and try to defuse it. And they always come out saying, well, sir, sorry, the person does have the right to recline their seat. You can't tell them they can't. And quit hitting them or giving them crap about it. So I win, I think, in this scenario, Dennis.
Well, I just want to say though that they're taking it away, so it may not even be a cause for discussion. So
you know, you take away that that point of contention. I mean, you're not going to have those issues. So you know, maybe that's where we're going. Eventually, it'll take care of itself. In the interim, we have to figure out how to get along.
Yeah, it's just amazing how they're trying to pack those things so tight.
Yeah, maybe the aliens will take us out before we get this all resolved. They've seen enough. Anyway, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.